It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. The Jetsons showed us a fantastical world of tomorrow. Thing is, a lot of technology on that show is with us today. Video phone calls, robot maids, George read the paper on a screen. Then again, flying cars are still pretty rare. Not all futuristic tech arrives at the same time. The research company Gartner has issued its annual Hype Cycle Report, detailing when different technologies will become part of daily life. Hung Lehong is one of the authors. He says paying for stuff with your smartphone is a novelty now, but will become an everyday thing.
I think the common early majority consumer we'll probably be looking at 2 to 3 years from now.
3D printing? 5 to 10 years from becoming part of your daily life. As for the long term, Lehong is looking forward to a day that's still more than 10 years away, but what a day it will be.
The day when all of the parking meters in a specific city are hooked up to the internet. And not only can you, check out on your iPhone where to park, but maybe with the analytics behind it, tell you, best time of day to park or the best time of day to go to the, I've got to renew my driver's license. And if that's all tracked, the analytics tell you, maybe Tuesday at 2 p.m. would be best.
I would be remiss and I would probably be betraying most of the listeners who are hollering at their radios right now if I didn't ask you about jetpacks.
I'm not familiar with the jetpacks. You mean as in the Jetsons jetpacks?
As in, when are we going to have jetpacks and use those to just all fly around town and that'll be our preferred mode of transportation?
Yeah, that's not even on our hype cycle.
Jetpacks aren't even on the hype cycle. Hung Lehong of Gartner, or as I call him, Captain Bummer. Paul Miller is a tech reporter for TheVerge.com, and since May, he hasn't been able to read his own work online. That's because Paul is taking a year off from the internet. No web, no email, no texting even. I asked him, by phone, what his relationship to the internet was before.
I was on it pretty much probably like 12, 14 hours a day. I've been using it since I was like 12 or 13 at about that pace. So, it's my entire career. It's how I stayed in touch with all my colleagues.
How did this idea for this experiment come about?
I never went to school, and I wanted to read a bunch of books, and I just never got around to it. And I was like, well, why don't I? And it's because I was spending all my time, surfing.
What was it like right after you disconnected?
I was sort of the Zen guru for, the first few weeks, and I was probably pretty annoying.
Oh, yeah. You're like one of those people who stops watching TV and then has to tell everybody about
it. And brings it up at every single party. Yeah, that was me. And so I had a lot of really interesting, epiphanies about life and stuff. But now this is kind of just real life. This is every day for me. I don't put as much thought into, the inconveniences or the contrasts. I just sort of, I have a lot of extra free time. I get bored. So I do the things that I kind of wanted to do instead of just random stuff that fills my time.
Miller says people around him have had to adapt to his new lifestyle. They can't email or text him. They have to use the phone.
My friends have really had a hard time adjusting calling me. They're getting better at receiving my calls, but it still feels like they can only call me in an emergency and they wouldn't want to bother me otherwise. But I'm just bored, I'm just hoping they'll call.
Paul can go back online next May. He hopes to be online as little as possible after that. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on marketplace.org/Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.